But, yeah. Hey, Dom. Yes, what's the difference between a blind man and a deaf man?
Slaves.
Nothing, but that's an interesting conversation.
To start a podcast with.
Oh!
That was a banger!
Damn!
That was a banger. I will drink to that.
Ladies,
I'll drink to anything out of the club.
Yeah. And gentlemen, welcome to Yoshi's with Podcast, whatever the fuck
what?
It's name.
Oh, I'm turning around. I ain't see shit. I saw.
We are having a late night drinking session with Mikey and Dom. Dugout.
And I'm last.
Again! That's two today.
A damn shame.
She done judo chopped my throat.
Tell you know what you getting tonight?
Nothing.
Exactly. A good night, probably. A good night rest, maybe.
Good night for rest.
On the couch.
On the couch.
I have to work at 6 a.m.
Poor thing. Man,
at least it's easy, Martin. It's not that hard.
Sit here with those crickets.
I can't win. We on the cricket side. Dom's trying to fill the void right now with the conversation. Everybody's just like, oh no.
Hey, you work a girl.
What?
What do you work?
Easy Martin Sulphur.
The one by the school, by Sulphur High.
To anybody that tries to stalk my life. She works.
Not Houston River Road. The other
one. She works at Walmart, New Orleans.
Walmart, New Orleans. Go check her out.
Aisle 3. That's all. She only stays on aisle 3. That's it. That's the only place in Walt. She doesn't even, like, when she clocks in, she's just straight to aisle 3. Like, she doesn't walk there, just teleportation. No.
Hey, Dom. I got a joke for you, bro.
And I may have some laughter for you. If it's
you
funny.
May have some laughter?
I hope it's racist.
What's...
It sounds racist. Anytime a white person racist. Tells a black person a joke, it's racist.
What's the worst part about eating a vegetable?
The wheelchair?
No, it's putting her back in it.
But if you eat it, if you, like, complete it, you shouldn't have to put...
If you eat it and complete it...
You shouldn't have to put anything back in the wheelchair. You should just... You start cutting the tires after that, and then you...
All right, I got another one, then.
Okay.
Another one for you. They didn't pop. They were supposed to pop. But, all right. Anyways, little Johnny went to sleep one night, and he had a nightmare, you see. He had a nightmare that a bunch of black guys came and jumped him.
Fuck no, he's too far.
Well, he went to his mom the next morning.
Oh!
Soka.
Sosuke. Disappointed me.
It's right here. Give me the damn head.
Trade it out. But anyways, little Johnny had a nightmare that he got jumped by a bunch of black guys. So he went to his mom the next morning. He's like, Mommy, I had a nightmare that a bunch of black guys jumped me. She was like, well, Jimmy... Whenever your mom was a hoe, I had sex with a bunch of black guys, and they killed you. They almost killed you in your bed. He's like, oh, okay. So he goes back to bed. Next night, he has another nightmare that a refrigerator fell on him. He said, Mommy, a refrigerator fell on me in my nightmare last night. She was like, well, whenever you were younger, you had a fucking fridge fall on you. So they take little Johnny to the psychiatrist. Psychiatrist looks at him and says, well, little Johnny, you have repressed memories. Stuff that you can't remember that comes in the form of nightmares that really happened in your lifetime. He says, so next time you have a dream, go ask your mom. She can give you insights about your life. So he goes to bed. He has his little nightmare. Wakes up. He goes, Mom, who's Uncle John?
Her brother. I was just about to say that. I was like, wouldn't that be her brother?
But who knows if he... Who... with Uncle John.
Oh. Or Uncle John.
He.
How was himself. How was my weekend? Michael Jackson sucked my dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dom the Goat and Mikey.
Just Mikey.
I never got introduced, but
yeah,
I'm alive.
Still.
You need to have a name.
Still haven't introduced.
I can't call you the wife. I can.
I am the wife.
The wife.
Not the
wife. The
wife.
Heard.
Mama, ooh, let me show you.
The girl over here just clapped back.
That's strong.
Now he has to beg me to stop burning him and roasting him.
Yeah, dude.
Roast him too
it
hard.
Comes to the point I'm like, yo, I am your husband.
At some point,
and you will
like,
treat
you
me
even,
as such.
Do you even like me? Like, you just keep shitting on me.
Do you love me or not?
That boy Tanner being his bitch crying, bro.
But she said last night I had a big dick. But today she said I had a small
Like, look, Tanner, let me go ahead and give you some insight. When a woman's mad, you could have done something fucked up years ago that she never... You know what? Fuck you, you coming in 2 minutes having an ass bitch. You like, whoa, wait, bitch, I ain't...
We had dinner with my family, like...
Bitch, my grandma's here.
Bitch, we were at Chili's. What the fuck?
Oh, sure, he's coming and going, Rishi. Grandma! Oh, God.
okay, whatever. Pissing in a badass boy. Go flip the mattress over. It's a big ass piss stain on the other side. Because your son don't know how to control his bowel. Boom, gotcha. Right in front of your mama.
Boom, roasted.
What the fuck? Y'all don't have an online character?
Oh, no, I don't. Start editing this character. Well, first, I gotta give this character... Oh, shit. That character was like, what the fuck, some niggas up.
Usually my character will, like, be walking off and he'll be like,
I'm like, yes, bro, that is so me. Flip them all.
Is that
off.
A girl or a boy?
I'm confused. That's a nigga. Well,
that bitch name is
let's
shit.
See.
That shit smell nice. What is that?
Why is my character Slim Shady right now?
Frozen peach rings.
Is it the real Slim Shady?
No,
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. I'm the real Slim Shady, I just imitating to walk the real Slim Shady.
Please sit down. Heritage.
I always put John Marston as my dad. Every time. I fucking love John Marston. He was a fucking beast.
Oh!
I love to eat peaches.
Y'all like to eat bananas? Bananas?
What was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to go for the characters on the screen.
Bananas, like,
I was touched by my dad.
You trying to make their voice?
And my mom sucked my dick while I slept.
That is definitely not his voice.
That nigga.
That's his voice.
I killed a cat in the back of my yard yesterday, and it felt fucking great.
Gangster life. My black friends let me say nigger.
Parental advisory, yo.
Carl. Oh, you don't want no cuss words.
Oh, what
here.
The hell? That's
fucking
like,
bitch, shit, fuck bitch, dick shit, snot,
cunt ass,
motherfucker, filth floor,
hey,
anus muscle. That nigga look like he eat Big Macs for dessert. For dessert, nigga.
For dessert, nigga. You know what? We'll go resemblance more towards.
He look like he look like the furthest he'll go for a crack rock is a hand job. He'll never suck a dick for a crack rock. But he looked like he'll... Ha.
So, Mikey, what did y'all do whenever y'all left from the previous podcast?
I got my dick sucked.
Yo, by who?
By who?
So you can really sit up here and act like you ain't just pulling me off? Okay. All right. It's cool.
No homo, though.
I thought this was on that gay shit, but
never that.
You gonna let me suck that dick though? No homo.
No homo. I mean, yeah, shit.
I got my dick in a box.
What did
no
we do?
Homo.
Went home.
We just fucking picked up his mom. Threatened somebody's life.
Yeah, threat. Of course, I mean.
So
I had the white tee on with the chain.
No,
hold up.
So we're leaving, right? Hold on, shut your ass up. You shut.
Shut your ass up.
He's a little disrespected.
So you know, we were all chilling in the living room, you know, bullshit. Me, Michael, Kendall, and we're getting ready to come over here. Mm-hmm. So we're about to, you know, we're heading out, and Kendall gets up, and he's about to come with us, and Michael's like, "No, you can't, you know, Tanner didn't invite you. It was, you know, it's just our thing, whatever." And he gets mad, and he goes in the room, and I'm like, "Bro, I guarantee he's gonna post something in like a few minutes." I look on Snapchat. Oh, he saw it on Snapchat. He's like, "He posted something." I opened it. And he's like, "I love getting ditched," or something like that, with laughing emojis and the skull emoji. I was like, technically you weren't ditched because you weren't invited.
Now, who is this again? Thing. Michael?
Kendall.
Kendall.
This
Kendall.
Is Michael. This is Michael, Tanner.
Where has Kendall been? Is that the other one?
At the house.
That's the Peter Griffin looking motherfucker, if Peter Griffin was raised in the ghetto.
Yeah,
that's the Peter Griffin.
Too bad Kendall wasn't raised in the ghetto.
He was not raised in the ghetto, no.
So he got mad that he wasn't invited.
Yes.
Why didn't that nigga text me? Tell his dumb ass when you get back, even though y'all probably didn't want him to come, if y'all didn't. That's cool. But tell that nigga when you get
home.
He
didn't want him to come.
Oh, hey, Michael, go ahead and tell everybody what you always tell me.
Bitch, we.
Bitch, we.
Michael goes, he kills my vibe. I was like,
he kills my vibe.
Like, okay, that's fine.
Bro.
Well, you make sure you tell him.
Me, Kendall, Dom,
Q. Don't say my government
name. And who else was there? Was it just us four? Drinking?
Yeah.
We're drinking at Q House, and Ken was just talking. I got a big-ass cup of alcohol, like always, like right now.
At this very moment?
Yeah, just like this. He's just talking. I'm like...
And he's not talking about, like, anything. He's talking about, like, real personal things.
My daddy touched me when I was young.
Like, we're drinking.
I just looked him dead in the face. I probably did this, like, 3-4 times. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Constantly told him to shut
the fuck up. Like, I always tell people, shut the fuck up.
Hello.
But sometimes I really mean that shit. Sometimes
I really mean that shit. I went from looking flat. Oh.
That one.
Blood would look awesome on this.
You know, it's cool.
My nigga came from a gas station owner to a fucking,
He went from a gas station owner to another
Y'all get back to the house, be like, yo, if you would have texted him, he would have wanted you to go.
I'm not gonna lie to him like that.
I'm not gonna talk to him.
Huh?
Talk a lot of shit from someone in cum distance.
You talk a lot of shit for somebody that is gonna suck my dick in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
No homo, though.
No homo. That's almost that gay shit. I ain't on that.
You know, I tell myself all the time.
I ain't on that gay shit.
I tell myself all the time to stop drinking, but then I ask myself, why would I listen to an alcoholic?
Bro, that is so smart. Bro, yes, come here. Embrace me.
To those that are listening, so good. I just flicked the cap off my bottle.
You bought that off of TikTok.
Shh. They don't know that.
I really didn't know that, but now that I do, now it's not
original. I thought that was your joke.
Bro, I thought that was for you.
It is my joke, though, homie.
No, bro, no.
Come on, homie. Don't put my hand down.
I can't give you credit now. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah, I burned his ass up.
Hey, after we fucking leave, bitch, I told you, let me have that fucking joke.
Let me have my moment. You never let me have my moment.
So you couldn't just let me have that one joke? Okay.
Okay.
No tickling me. Do you want to skip?
Yes. Tickle time is when I'm feeling good.
Tickle talk?
Tickle talk.
That's what he called it. He calls it tickle time.
Oh, I thought you said tickle talk. Like as in TikTok, what's up, baby? With tickle in it.
I got your finger. What you gonna do about
it? Whoa. Fuck it hard. Do it. You're gonna get finger nuts all over you.
Did you see what I tagged you in?
When you're trying to show your girl something funny, but you forget she doesn't have the same 10-year-old sense of humor you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what he posted. Getting ditched is so much fun.
But you in a car right now, homie? Like,
he's playing GTA.
So I was like, I should slide up and be like, well, you didn't really get ditched.
Hold on.
When I said that, he was like, stop, bro. You already hurt his feelings. And Dominic was like, you know what? I'm a slot up.
I told him exactly that.
So, I'm a slot up.
It's not bad coming from me because I'm a nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
No, this is the asshole.
Nah. I'm just the person that gotta tell the hard truth.
Well, coming from y'all's appearance,
he doesn't want to co-sign.
You got the partier look. He got the, yo, fuck with my nigga.
Fuck with my nigga.
You're going to get my strap, all right? All right. I'm going to ask you guys some questions.
Awesome. And I'm going to give you some half-assed answers.
I'm going to mute this. This is the part of the show where I start asking my guests questions.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're a guest too.
I'm not a guest, bitch. I don't fucking live here.
Ooh!
You might get it.
Listen to our instigating.
I'm about to move out. Yo.
Fucking instigating like a motherfucker.
I'm about to move out my own damn house. That's all I gotta say.
Go back to Kentucky.
Alright. Well,
take your shit and you get the fuck out.
Your own house!
Whoever gets the phone first, you're the one's going to jail.
You going to jail now?
Going to jail now?
So I'm gonna start with you, Mr. Dom.
Dom,
the goat.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's who I be.
What made you find the app Anchor? We're gonna plug the app a little bit. What made you find Anchor?
What made me find?
How did you find Anchor?
Okay, yeah. How do I find? I watch on YouTube. These two guys are really fucking funny. I watch their podcast and they do like ad shout outs or whatever. So they did that. They did Anchor, and I was like, okay. I heard about it. So I was like, okay, cool. Didn't really dig too much into it, because that's not how they produce their podcast.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then I got an actual ad for Anchor while I was watching like a YouTube or whatever. So I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. Why not make one just to see how it turns out? And I made one and started fucking off on it. It's hilarious.
So. I used to be sleeping in riches. I used to not get YouTube ads.
Now he gets ads. Way more ads than me.
For the past 2 weeks, because I stopped doing my YouTube Red.
Yeah.
And for the past 2 weeks, I've been getting ads. And I'm be honest with y'all. I don't know how y'all do it. I can't do it, bro.
I don't know how y'all do that. I gotta
pay that $12.99 again, bro.
I didn't pay shit this time. It was free for me.
Bro, I really can't do ads. Because, like, you get, like, 2-5 ads a video, bro. My video is only 37 seconds. What the fuck?
Holy shit, these people are not slowing down. Oh, shit!
You actually hit him.
I did, too!
He said these people are actually not slowing down. He's firing a fucking gun on the highway. Bitch, I'm not going to stop for you.
What level are you, sir?
One. He just...
So, Mr...
You the type of nigga that I'll fuck over.
Facts. I don't give a fuck what level you are.
I actually wouldn't fuck over you. I'll drive up next to you and try to force.
There's a
cop like,
running from you.
Like, force me off the road.
I'll try to like.
No. He is going from.
Where are you
at, homie?
I'll persuade you to get into my car. Then I'll get a whole bunch of cops on.
Oh shit!
Kick your ass out. Kick him out of the fucking car.
So, Mikey.
What's happening?
Just Mikey.
What's happening?
What made you start doing the podcast along with Dom Duggo?
That's my nigga. If my nigga going to war, I'll go into war. My nigga boycott Starbucks, I'm going to boycott Starbucks.
Okay.
My nigga shoot somebody.
Turn gay?
Nah.
Nah.
Hey, as long as my nigga say no homo.
Dom's face.
I ain't never been so disrespected in my life, and I don't even know what happened, so it's cool.
Hey. My nigga feel disrespected, I feel disrespected.
Okay, cool.
So Mr. Dom, the GOAT, let me ask you something.
Drive off.
Mike here.
And if you ask my nigga something, you gotta
ask
me
you
something.
Well, you part of this question, though.
You're fucked. I knew you were gonna die.
You committed suicide.
You pulled that bike way too far back.
But why haven't you made a YouTube channel yet, Mr. Dom, the GOAT?
I have a YouTube channel. The fuck?
Look at this kid.
Look at his face.
I'm slacking today. Like, hello?
Hey there. This is Bryony from Allen Drum Productions.
Oh, okay. That'd be sound fun. Let me talk to you. You got a woman.
If you're interested in participating in our online TV streaming live entertainment experience.
Oh, yeah, bitch. You on this?
Ooh.
Shut the fuck up while I work shit. What you wearing, ho? That bitch sound like she wearing a pantsuit. A tight one.
She is.
With a white t-shirt.
It's
white pants.
Oh. It sound like she shows her ankles on Sundays.
That bitch sound like she got braces. Tell her I'm gonna hit up. Text that bitch back. Text her my number.
How do I get back up there? I'm stuck.
I get actually
the long way around.
Hey, so you was talking on the controller?
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, bitch, you real?
You real? Do you show your ankles on Sunday?
Don't say anything.
Bro.
I've got a job.
Shut up.
My phone is tweaking.
Your phone is tweaking?
Of course your phone is tweaking. A new iPhone just came out.
No, it's like I have
Wi-Fi. You talking shit on my iPhone now, nigga?
Look what my mama just told me.
By the way, people that are listening that know I'm white, I have my black card, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's black card with us. No, don't.
Nah,
don't
not with every nigga out
don't
there.
Don't put that information out on the hood. Like, we just getting a universal black card. That's the only. There's only like 2-3 people that have a universal black card, and one of those people just happened to be Eminem.
Also, what's that comedian's name? Gary Owens.
Gary Owens. Eminem, yes. And Gary Owens.
Yes.
I can see me, Mike, and Dom going to the fucking hood. And as soon as I get out the car, he ain't with us. He got us at gunpoint right now.
I start
now.
Fast walking. Hey, you better try to keep up.
Okay.
You better say your name Jerome or some shit.
Don't worry, Tanner. I would never take you to the hood.
Same.
I've been to the hood.
He always takes me to the hood. And like, it's like unexpected.
I took my friend Sierra to the hood one time. And she was going to stay in the car. I was like, no.
No, you need to get the fuck out the car.
Get out in the house.
Motherfuckers be at your window. I'm yo, like, what you wearing in there?
I'm just like, I don't care if the door's locked. You're going to get harassed.
Them niggas going to be standing outside. Hey, Ma,
and it's going to be me outside the door. Hey, Ma, what's happening?
This harasses
I'm sorry. I've been in the hood for 5 minutes now. It's overtaking.
I've actually lived in the hood before. Now, I ain't lived in the fucking 8 Mile, but...
Hey.
You know, yes.
You can hire terrifying clowns to deliver donuts to your friends.
I'll beat you the fuck up. I will beat you the fuck up and then eat donuts.
And then eat donuts.
After he done sister. Pissing himself from the clown.
Your sister.
My sister shared that?
No.
Oh, I'm going to send them to my sister. My sister is, like, petrified of fucking clowns.
Fuck them niggas. Your
sister?
Stop
Bro, we're
truck.
Watching It 2. I mean, not It 2. The first It, right? When the first It came out, it's me, him, DeMarcus, Dante, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dominic sitting in the front row. There's parts in it. This nigga Dominic is curled up in his seat. Petrified.
There's just some shit that, you know, because I watched the first It movie, like the old one.
Did you
read it? Like the 1971, whatever the fuck, when I was like
1980?
Six. Or whatever the fucking, I don't fucking know. It's like six. He's young as fuck. God damn, he got some nice thighs.
This is Tony.
No homo though.
Shut up.
I thought it was on that gay shit, bro.
It's on that gay shit, bro. So
I hate that shit. First of all, hold on. Who the fuck made that a rule? Like, if I'm riding with my girl and she goes to put gas in her car, I gotta put gas in her car.
No.
Bitch, that's your
no.
car.
That's your car.
That's your car.
I don't expect you to get out and pump my gas. If I put gas in my car, I'm gonna pump that shit.
Tell
exactly.
Him.
Huh?
You don't let me pump gas.
I don't.
All this.
I mean,
this,
that's just like the southern charm in me a little bit.
All this
I'm sorry.
Opening the door for my woman. Bitch,
no, fuck
you
up,
got
shit.
Hands.
No,
well, you got hands.
What did that post say? It was like, do men still even open doors anymore? Yes, bitch. How am I supposed to get in the car?
How am I supposed to get my fried chicken?
Thanks, bro. Tanner, your Wi-Fi. Man.
Yo, my Wi-Fi is fucked. I'm surprised I'm playing online on GTA right now.
Bro, that. Q's cousin was so weird, only because
he was trying
his best not to sound kind of racist.
Yo, I'm at Chelsea's store right now, except it's 27 mark.
He was one of those people.
It's
that
24/7.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that like tries not to sound racist,
mm-hmm.
but he definitely was racist.
Yeah, I don't want to sound racist, but Asian people really suck.
Are you
no, she didn't even say that. She said.
And then she went on Tosh.0,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "So what were you trying to say?"
What
oh, I was trying
my
to say
fucking
is,
goodness! Oh my fuck! Oh shit!
What?
Look what
oh my
second-
shit!
Oh my god!
Oh my fucking!
For those
goodness.
That are wondering, I drew a jigsaw drawing a while back. It was basically from Saw, and I put it in my DVD cabinet where it's staring directly at you.
Red eyes met, bro. Oh my god, lay down.
Oh my shit.
But no, what was that fucking talking?
No,
what are we
about
talking about? What is life?
Tosh.0
balls is
oh.
life.
Oh, she went on Tosh.0. She was like, "What I was trying to say is Asian people suck."
It's like she has that nervous twitch where she can't say "suck." Like, I really fuck at this,
Asian,
bitch. We is in English class.
A lot of Asian people are rude. I could say this because I work in a casino.
You want to know what the top of the line most racist thing someone's about to say? What they say before that? I'm not racist. But
that's the most
that's
common
racist.
White people.
I'm not racist, like, but so
black people
racist.
Just be like,
yeah.
Black people just be like, man, look at this motherfucker.
Look at this white motherfucker.
Look
over
at
there.
This cracker ass, salty
okay.
looking motherfucker,
so I have
saltine.
I have a theory that I say that
mm-hmm.
I have a theory that I save the continent of Asia in the future. Let me explain.
Oh god!
Okay.
Story time.
I already heard the story.
Before I rob this convenience store, go
it's
ahead.
Pretty great.
Okay, so
standing outside a convenience store.
So I'm walking. I work at LaBerge, right? It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of agents that gamble. There's this short, kind of chunky Asian lady, older. Looks like she's probably like 50 something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I walk past her. First time I'm meeting this lady, she gives me this amazing platinum. She gives me this amazing $100 looking magnet,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing. She starts walking off, but like she's like walking sideways. She's like you're amazing. Everybody loves you. I love you. Everybody likes you. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about, right? So boom, that's the first time I meet her. She just basically praises me.
Mm-hmm.
Second time I meet her, she's at the counter. She's checking out. I'm walking past the counter, and she sees me. She goes.
oh, hello, hello, hello. Here, I give you. She gave me a dollar, like, as a tip. She's like, I give you George Washington. Here, President George Washington. There you go. She gives me the dollar. I didn't help her, nothing at all. I just walked up to the counter. The third time I see her, this is last week, it's her, two other agent ladies. They're talking, you know. You know? And I'm walking past them. And I see her. I go, good afternoon. She goes, hello, hero. Hi, hero. Hello.
What?
Bitch, hero. That's what made me suspicious.
I think
this bitch is like my Asian daughter from the future. And like, I died in some heroic act. And she came back in time just to see me on some Flash shit.
I think she was just trying to say hero, hero, basically hello.
No, no, she said hi, hero. She kept saying it.
I say, got it.
You find out this nigga Mike over here saving countries and shit.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I would never save it. Well, I'll probably say the Philippines.
Alright, so we're gonna go in this convenience store, guys. Alright. Just normal getting candy, you know. Look at these cheese things. Dude. Oh, yeah. Fuck your shit.
You already got the cops called.
Look at that. Look at that. Kicking all your bread. Bro, yeah, fuck that bread, bro.
Kicking the bread?
Yo, give me all your money, bro.
Fuck that
yo,
bread.
Yo, speaking of yo thing, give me all your money. Yeah, put money in the bag. Do I look like I'm playing with you?
Put the motherfucking money
in the bag. Stop looking like you jacking off back there. Put the money in the goddamn
shoot
bag. Come on.
Shoot behind him.
Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta,
let's go. Let's go. Bitch, you were still... Look at that straight eye he is giving me. Like, okay, I'll give you the money. Okay, there's my money, all right? Thank you for my money.
I now... Plus
$1,400. God damn, they're allowed to keep that much in a cash register?
I'm saying, all right. Right?
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
$1,400 on this game is like $14.
Right?
In real life.
I'm going to tell you this. I know you shaking, and I know you scared.
I've never left them alive before.
Hold on.
Cops,
hold on.
Cops are coming.
Do you believe in Jesus, man? Yes, I do believe in Allah. Well, you know what? Meet him.
Bro, just so you know, I'm not sure if you knew this, but Allah is not Jesus. Okay, just so you know, Allah is God.
I'm going to steal your money on you. Damn, that's a lot of blood.
Oh,
they had two registers?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
come here, you. Oh, you.
Oh, shit.
Bitch. Damn. Dick. Shoot
think,
you in the
I
dick.
I don't think anybody was more surprised that
oh, shit.
Got knocked in than her. She's
I start running the asshole. Bop, bop.
Bro, you're about to fucking die. I can tell.
Fuck the police coming straight me. From the underground. Young cracker got it bad because I'm privileged.
He just fucking like shot him.
Oh, yeah. Bop.
What the fuck is you doing chilling behind a glass door, homie?
Bro, they eating your ass. Still going.
They eating your ass,
bro. Bop. Headshot.
They ain't use condoms or condiments. They eating your ass.
You're about to die, right?
I'm about to fucking die and lose all my money. Oh, right there, headshot. Boom, wasted.
You lose all your money?
I don't know yet. No?
No.
And you want to know what's fucking funny? I'm literally across the street from where I just was fucking robbing.
You should go shoot the cops that killed you.
Are they still there?
I think so. It should be.
White Digital.
Get out of them.
Will you shake my hand tonight?
Sure. Is this a convenience store? Can I walk in?
Guns and ammo.
Oh, guns and ammo. Yo, what up, homie?
Stop hunting shop.
What up, homie?
You should rob him.
What up, homie? Y'all need to look at your guns.
Fucking gun store. Well, yeah. You start from behind the door and make sure you headshot that nigga.
I'm trying to get us a sale.
Eat your ass.
Yeah, there's props on how you can do that. Oh shit! Yo, what up, homies?
Forgot about them for like
you
2 minutes.
You didn't know?
No, he got into the GTA.
I got into the GTA live, homie.
So just to describe the scene for y'all right now, Tanner's butt ass naked.
Yeah.
Fucking naked, bro.
No homo though.
No homo.
Yeah, that's almost because
that would have been that gay shit.
That would have been that gay shit. Yeah.
But I see Mikey's the only one that didn't call out no homo.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there it is. There it is.
This is on a gay shit.
But ladies and gentlemen,
never that.
That has been podcast with Yoshi.
No, it hasn't.
He's got a friend.
Check out my podcast. Podcast with Dominic.
The wife.
Oh, wait.
The wife.
The motherfucking
wife.
There you go.
All right.
And
then it's been podcast with Yoshi.
Podcast with Yoshi.
Uh-huh. All right, now us. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mikey.
Dom.
Just Mike.
The goat? The fuck, bitch? I'm not last. The fuck? I can't be last, Michael. I'm first.
Well, he better say he's been with that Popeye's cup, too.
Hey, so, don't be dissing my Popeye's cup.
Nah, man. So he won't be last.
You haven't just...
Damn, if you don't say the Popeye's cup, you will be last.
I want to buy these things. Let me buy.
That's kind of racist.
It's not racist. You're racist.
Fucking podcast.